In conclusion for our discussions in Shiurim on Hilchos Teichin, we'll end with this final shiur on Teichin B'Yamtif, and just to get some idea of some of the differences between Shabbos and Yamtif, and what one has to do and one is allowed to do on Tchina B'Yamtif. As someone once pointed out very wisely, that Hilchos Yamtif is sort of the neglected child of Halacha. Why? Because when it comes time, during the whole year, you're learning Hilchos Shabbos or Bas B'Chol, things that are relevant for the whole year. Then when it comes out Yamtif, it's Pesach. So you learn Hilchos Pesach and Chametz and Matzah. And then it comes Sukkot, you learn about Hilchos Lulav and Esrog, and then and about Hilchos Sukkah. And Shavuos, there's no time at all. So when do you get to learn Hilchos Yamtif? So that's what we're doing here now. That's right. Very good. So Techina especially is one of those malachis that are out of the regular category as we would understand it on Hilchos, in terms of Hilchos Yamtif. So let's start over here, Siman Tav Tzadi Hei, which is the beginning of Hilchos Yamtif. With Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch, right? This is Sif Beis. In Shulchan Aruch, in the Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, I'll just quote it from you, I'll read it here. Kol Malacha Asur B'Shabbos, Asur B'Yamtif. Fine. Chutz Mimalechis Eichel Nefesh. Except for Eichel Nefesh. So that's, we know, is the famous Pasuk, Achash Eichel Nefesh, that on Yamtif, Malachis, which really you can't do on Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Yamtif, as long as it is for food preparations. That everybody knows. Yet in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says like this, Ketzira, cutting, Tchina, grinding, Ketzira, and harvesting, cutting off of the grapes, Uschita, squeezing out juices, Vitzeda, and trapping. Avol Bishem, Malachis Eichel Nefesh, they too should be mutter, because it's for the purpose of food, is Asum Chachamim. The Mechaber says that the Chachamim forbade us from doing these malachis. Why these malachis? Yet they permitted us to do bishul and to carry for food purposes and midday rice, even to light a fire for food purposes. So why did they say these are asur? So let's see the Mishneh Berurah. Asur Chachamim, Mishburus of Katan Yud Gimel, Diminatera Kol Malachis Shubaychol Nefesh Mutter, as he says in Sefal of the Mechaber. El Chachamim Asru Dvorim Shehem Avoyde Rabba. So in other words, this all fits, all these malachis fit into a category that would be extra, a lot of work, or maybe strenuous work, to gain honey, like all of these that the Mechaber lists over here. Ketzira, Tchina, Betzira, Shchit, and Tzeda. Why? Shadim raga liktzer sedeyo v'liktzer karmai ke'echod. Normally what people would do is that they would harvest the field at once. You know, and go when you need something to eat, you go to the field and cut down a piece of wheat and then go to the barn and grind it and then make some flour. That's not what people do. You do all the field or the whole crop that grew, you do it in one shot. V'livtzer karmoi, when you have to harvest the grapes, you do it all at once. Kechon. V'lidre kol anov kechon. And it's a lot easier and to press all the grapes, squeeze all the grapes at once. V'litchein harbi b'pamachas, or to grind all the wheat at once, instead of doing it piece by piece. So therefore, since that is the case by these malachis, yitrit kol ayem b'avedosai, so he's going to be busy with his work a whole day. V'yimna misimchas yamtif. So that's what the Chacham are concerned about. The Chacham are concerned like this. The Torah indeed permitted all malachis that are for the purpose of preparing food. But they said, we are going to come along and say, you know, we see what's going to happen by this. And things, malachis, that will take a person so much time. And if he says it's permissible to prepare wine on, squeeze your wine on Yamtif, so he'll spend half his day harvesting his grapes and squeezing them, and all permissible because it's for food purposes. And then if he was going to lose that from Simchas Yantar. They said it's us to do. Now that's key, because we're going to see many things in these malachas that they permitted only with a shinoi. That's why the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out these malachas will not even help you to do a shinoi, to do it in a some sort of deviation. It would not be mutter even by these malachas. They only left this permission to do malachas for eichel nefesh is only for those that would be for the purpose of eating that day itself. That's the first opinion. That's the Mechaber's opinion. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, many argue with the malachas avodanal that these malachas are actually awesome in atayra afilu beichel nefesh. This is a Tesis in Be'edav Gimel that learns actually for Tzur Yerushalmi. He quotes that only from the kneading process, you knead the dough, then you bake the dough, that's going to be mutter.
Because both sides accept
the Yerushalmi, right? The sides of the Rabbanim. Yeah. So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying, even though the Mechaber Paskin is only Midrabbanan Asr, here you have many Paskim that say, it's been a Rishayim that say, that it's even Asr in Atayra. Okay. And they only permitted things that the nature of them are, this Malach is only to do it for that day. Okay, Gavin, Malach, Shem, the Serach, Yel, Zvedu, Prote, Dina, Meili, Yisbar, Bismen, Abam, Kol, Echid, Ve'echid, Bimikayme. Fine, so here we have this general rule that either the Chachamim or even the Torah itself limited our ability to do malachas for Eichel Nefesh. Fine, it's not a across the board heter, it's only for certain malachas, so actually it becomes very limited. Because you see, these are most of the malachas that a person would be engaged in on Yom Tov would be these malachas.
So the nafkamina is the tircha issue, not the fact that it's remote from the actual oath.
Yes, even if you hold this deraisa, it's not because it's four steps before the eating of it. That's not the really every step that's there towards the purpose of eating should be mutter. But the Torah said, but we're limiting even that. I mean, that didn't mean to say you could do anything that pertains to food. Only things that are necessary to do that day, or that are normal to do that day.
I mean, again, Ramban is one of these posts that he holds the deraisa so that those malachas are asr. He holds that the malachas are asr, not because of that. Not that they're mutter, but chazal.
No, if you hold this Minat Torah.
Right.
So what? But Mishnah Berurah is saying this far, even Minat Torah, they only permit El Mashu Derek Lasis Liyayim Zeh.
Right.
So is that. Push. Is that he's just saying a geder advarim, or is he giving a svara for it? And it sounds like he's saying this svara is means that we understood that the pasuk is telling us from the fact that Shmartim is Hamatzah is right near the pasuk of Eichel Nefes. It's only from what you need Shimor Ve'Eilech, only one when you're already kneading the dough for the matzah. We learn that it's only from Malachas of Elisha and Afia and onward. So Afiyah and Bishul is mutter, even kneading is mutter, but anything before that, which is the cutting and the grinding, that is all going to be usher. And certainly, let's say the trapping of the animal, that's usher.
So why does it matter? It's usher in the
Torah. It's usher in the Torah, yeah.
You're telling me that Shabbos, so it's because Hashem created the world. Okay. Getting to philosophy, it doesn't change anything with halakha.
No. Right. Okay.
Simchas Yom Tov's not going to open up those malachos.
Right. Right.
If you hold it still right. That's one of the problems of holding it still right. You had to open up something, but that's what we're doing. If it's interesting to the right to us.
Yeah. So it really, so it could be, yeah. Or let's see. So this is it. So either we say that, let's just focus now on tochen, grinding. The Mechaber says this asim drabbanon, so you shouldn't be dealing a whole day or a few hours during on Yom Tov with grinding your wheat or such. And the Mishmur says many hold this even Deiraisa. Now we go to Simon Tafkuf Dalad, Sif Aleph, and we find the Machaber says just the opposite.
Is it meant to be the agricultural function of the Tachina, like Sierra and Lutzira, or is it meant to be all the other applications of the Tachina, you know, food from the kitchen?
In other words, chopping your vegetables into small pieces?
Yeah, is that comes under, even though the Tachina we're talking about the harvesting of the field, that's the model we're talking about. Now, just because harvesting the field, now it comes on to every form of Tachina, or the Shulchan
That's a good diak. Here he lumps it all together with harvesting and grinding and betziras, chit, etc. Things that are done sort of outside of the home, outside of the kitchen. That's a good diak. Let's see what he says here.
You often extrapolate the malachas of the dairy life.
No.
They're saying something different. They're saying that he's saying is that on Shabbos, it's a different token.
Right.
So token, it's the idea, the malachas of Shabbos, it's a token. So if you do token, it doesn't make a difference. You do it on a little bit of pepper, and you do it on a whole piece.
Right.
But on Yom Tov, Barry's trying to say, which we discussed by Borer, we're going to split something like token into two. There's going to be farm production type of token, and it's going to be your household token. Either to go right to level from those old issues. There are buttons, you can't go with those old issues, there are buttons, something like that. So we're saying that there's a new way. You can't just come from Shabbos and token on Shabbos. So the token on Yom Tov is going to have a different Hagdara. It's going to allow these household tokens to be able to do that's the model. You said it's by Borah. You can't extract it.
Okay. We'll discuss the afterwards. I don't think it's the comparison to Borah on Shabbos to Teichon on Yom Tov. I think it's very, very different.
On Yom Tov.
Oh, Borah on Yom
Tov. Because it's Bukhtar as being, according to the Ramban, or according to the Ran, it's something that's not done for a long period of time. But it doesn't make a difference whether your Mati has an Isser D'Oraisa like the Ramban, or has an Isser D'Rabbana like the Ran. How do they explain the fact that you're talking it all on Yom Tov? Because it's fundamentally different than what's going on Shabbos. In Shabbos, you don't notice that there's a household type token and farm type token. They all accomplish the practice of the
Yom
Tov. Here it's not the conflict of the right? They're separating the saying what's done as a production thing and what's done as a household thing for preparing the suit. What's done for preparing the suit is allowed either midoraisa or midorabanan.
So here in Tafkuf Dala, the Mechaber says like this: Dachin es hatavlin kedarkon. You're allowed to grind your spices kedarkon in the regular fashion. Now, right there, that seems to be, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out, that seems to be a direct contradiction to what we just learned in Tafsadi. Hey, Tafsadi said Teichin is one of those malachas you can't do on Yom Tov. And now here in Tafkuf Dala he says, by the way, you're allowed to grind spices on Yom Tov. So how do you understand that? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Dochen es hatavlin. Rutzalayma. Avdit china lekuli alma osir b'yom div. Uchid leil b'simen tov tzadi heisiv beis. Teichin is not one of those malachas they permitted. Ula kama peis gemeni hold yesh b'zeh sotera is even osir b'na tera. Grinding. Av shekev an osir l'ser chaychel nefesh. Even though you're doing it for preparation of food. But oh, you say, even that day. See, even that day. Right? Doesn't matter. Even if I want to, let's say, go and pick an apple on Yom Tov. That's Kitzira. And I want to eat it right now. Or I want to make applesauce right now. So I want to pick the apple today. Or I'll pick three apples today, on Yom Tov morning. And then I'll grind them all into a pulp to make applesauce. And then I'll cook it up. Which is Bishul is Mutter. That is going to be Usher. What do you mean? It's for that day. It's for purpose of Echel Nefesh. So you see, they did not permit these malachas. So why then is it mutter to grind your spices on Yom Tov? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Makom, Dichas Tavlin is mutter, V'koshkein Shum, Ubatzav, Shachlayim, Ukhudayim. Oh, they knew garlic, onions, I don't know what Shachlayim is. Different types of spices is going to be mutter to grind on Yom Tov. So what's the difference? If it's Asr, it's Asr. So let's look at the Mechaber again. You're allowed to grind tavlin in its regular way. Because if you would do it before Yom Tif, Yafik Taiman, then the taste would lose its taste. It certainly would lose its punch, it would lose its potency of what you wanted to use these spices for. Karain, horseradish and peshach is one of these examples, where she actually in the Mishabura says that's a little bit of a different category. But this is what he's saying: if it will lose its taste, then it's mutter to do. Okay. Let's first finish the whole Shulchan Aruch and then we'll explain. Avol melach, if you have salt, which has to be ground, ainay nidach biyontif, you're not allowed to grind biyontif. Elam kein hita hamachtesh, unless you the machtesh, the pounder you're using to grind the salt, you lean it over, which means you hold it in an abnormal fashion. Or instead of doing it in the regular bowl you usually use, you use a plate, or you put it on a tablecloth, or you put it on the table instead of normally a bowl. Kadeshi yishan, in order to make a shinui. Shim. Because if you would grind the salt on from Erev Yom Tov, it wouldn't lose any of its taste. You're not allowed to grind pepper, chardel, the mustard seed, with a mill. Even things which maybe you would be allowed to grind because they're spices which would lose their taste, but you can't use a keli which is unique to do that. You use a regular pounder, which is butter. Hagot says the Rama, Umi unoigin l'shanes k'tzas b'dichas tavlin. Our meaning is that we make a shinoi even when you're grinding spices. V'chein roi l'hairis. This is also proper to follow this. So really, this Shulchan Aruch and Rama is really machlekes rishenim in the Gemara. The Gemara in Be'ah Daf Yudalid says, why are you allowed to grind tavlin on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to grind salt, melach on Yom Tov? What's the difference? So the Gemara has a machlekes, Rav Huna, Rav Chista. One says that kol keder esrich is melach. There's every food item that you're cooking, every pot, you need to have salt. In other words, so you know before Yom Tov that you're going to need salt ready to put into your dish, to put into your food. And therefore you should have done it prior to Yom Tov. And if you didn't do it before Yom Tov, then we're going to make you do a shinui when you do it on Yom Tov. That's one opinion. Tavlin, however, that opinion of the tavlin, people are not sure. Till they taste it, they're not sure if they need extra spices. Therefore they said that you weren't expected to do it before Yom Tov, and therefore you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. And that's the difference between spices and salt. The other mandamar holds, no, the difference between spices and salt is that spices, if you grind it before Yom Tov, it will lose some of its taste. Salt, if you grind before Yom Tov, won't lose any of its taste. These are the two opinions. So, the Rif, the Rambam, and here the Shulchan Aruch holds that we go with the second opinion. The difference between spices and salt is, will it lose its taste or not? So anything that will lose its taste, we allow you to do it on Yom Tov. Anything that will not lose its taste, you must do it before Yom Tov. So an example of this is, that the Pesach can bring down, is let's say someone needs ground nuts. This is also for Pesach when you make the charoses. Okay, or you want to make ground nuts because you want to make some sort of dish, or you want to put it as a topping on something, right? So if you grind nuts before Yom Tov, a day or two before Yom Tov, nothing's going to happen with them. They won't go bad. As a matter of fact, they sell pre-packaged ground nuts also. So you see, nothing goes. The taste won't be lost by grinding beforehand. So, according to that reasoning, like the Mechaber Paskins, the difference in will it lose its taste or not, so all nuts would have to be ground before Yom Tov. Okay? But what if you say, oh wait, but I didn't realize I needed it? That's not the difference. The difference is, is this an item that would have lost its taste? You have to do it before Yom Tov. If you didn't do it before Yom Tov, then it's going to be in the salt category. And what do you have to do? You're allowed to grind it on Yom Tov. But how? Either you hold the grater upside down or to the side, or you grind it on top of a surface that you don't normally grind it on top of. Some sort of shinui. The way the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains why you need a shinui on Yom Tov is that really teichein is mutter on Yom Tov. Okay, these sorts of teichein. But in order that you shouldn't come to think that Yom Tov is just like a regular weekday, they incorporated some sort of recognizable difference in an hour of grinding on Yom Tov. They make a hecker, Kadeshlei Yizalzel be Yom Tov. Right, because the other Rishonim don't go right. The Rambam and goes with this man Dama that the chiluk is hafagas tam or not.
No, but why we make a well
right?
Yeah.
Radish seems to be an interesting case.
The what?
Radish.
Yeah.
It's an edible until you essentially cut it and grind it. So if you haven't done it by Yom Tov, it's only hector on Yom Tov. Because otherwise you don't have radish. You can't eat it. Right?
Well, you can't eat a whole radish?
Well, you can hear one.
Well, you cut the radish and eat it, no? Yeah.
That
like silica? Is radishes like silica?
Yeah. Alright, it's like silica. Pet silica.
Yeah.
Suck is interesting because it's converse. It's unusable until you cut it.
Right. 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 So really, yeah?
What happened to
right, so actually the Mishmur points out this is talking about salt which was never ground before. Right. True. It's talking about Melech Yam.
This goes back to the Yudin Bechol. Looks like something you do during the week, as opposed to Yudin Bechol, where if you do this, you'll come on to doing the other thing. He's got the other Yudin Bechol.
Yes, yes. It's because of the Bechol, right. And that type, because it looks like, yeah. So the Mechaber goes with that opinion, that the difference is will it lose its taste or not. And the Ramah that says that we have a minig to change every time, that's because the Ramah is going with Shitas HaTaisvis. The Paskin is the other way. The difference is, did you know about it before Yom Tov to prepare it or not? Doesn't make a difference if it loses its taste or not. Did you know you needed it before Yom Tov? And therefore...
This is because according to both.
He's Machmer like that other Shita.
No, but he does both. Paskin's both. The
Yafik
time, and also that's a Tosafot Pasuk almost 1,000
years. Yeah. When you're down, right? You know, which is a
shaila. How is why is that so? It's something Darabon Lekula. It's one of those things like the Dalit Kosos and so on, where if you do away with the whole thing altogether, so we have to pass the both sides. If you hold it, it's all Darabon Lekula. You do away with both sheep, does not require either. Then you do away with the whole thing, so that we pass in both. You hold it. Either way, you're going to get both.
Yeah, but the truth is, even this sheet of Taisus is only going when the item here that you're talking about grinding will lose some of its taste.
Right,
some of its taste. But if something is going to lose its taste entirely, it means if you're going to have to grind something before Yom Tov, and then by the time Yom Tov comes around, which is a day later or 2 days later, it's going to be certainly if it's going to be not edible, or even it's going to be somewhat spoiled. Okay, that it's not. Not the normal way to eat food, then everyone is in agreement that you don't need any type of shinui, you don't have to do it before Yom Tov, and that's mutter. So that's a third category. So you have one category is things that won't lose its taste at all, which is like salt or nuts, to grind nuts. That's the first category. Then the second category is tavlin, which it will... Yafik Taimon means here it will lose some of its taste, right? If you grind your pepper beforehand, it still will have its punch to it, but not as much. So in that case, the Mechaber says you could wait, do it on Yom Tov, and the Ramah says, yes, you could wait, do it on Yom Tov, but do it with a shinui. So that would be the minig that you should grind these things with a shinui. And then the third category is things that will lose its taste entirely, or will spoil. There you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov even without a shinui. So for example, if one wanted to make applesauce, we said before, wanted to make a kugel on Yom Tov, potato kugel, right? So if you have to grind the potatoes or mash the potatoes before Yom Tov, they're certainly not going to be the same potatoes when Yom Tov comes around when you're ready to cook it. Or if you... Taisi's grab, but that's a whole shaila, Rabbi Kivega, if that's applicable. Yeah, but by us, it's more applicable. Let's say you know you're going to want to feed. Let's say you know you have a baby and you want to feed bananas, a mashed banana to your baby. So nu, if you hold mashing, if you machmel like the Chazanish, then mashing a banana is indeed teichein. So I know before Yom Tov that I'm going to have to mash the banana. The teretz is that since if you mash the banana before Yom Tov, it's very possible that the baby won't even eat it. So therefore that you're allowed to wait on Yom Tov. And then you don't need any hecker, you don't need any shini at all. So things that will spoil, like bananas or even onions, will lose its taste. That you're allowed to wait till Yom Tov to make it. A very practical example, the Mishabur says over here in Sivkotin Yutes, which is here on the second page, is making a salad. That too, if you'd have to chop all the vegetables beforehand, it would also get soggy, it would not be the same, and therefore you really would have to be able to do it in the regular way. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, here's Sivkotin Yutes, and he says like this, Miu Tzarech Shinui. This is going on this Ramban Siv Gimel. We'll see that in a minute. It doesn't matter what he says right now. He's talking about grinding cheese, and the Rama says that it's mutter to grind cheese, but you need a shinui. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Da pi roi ve mafik tam, because the cheese he's talking about, if you grind it before Yom Tov, it's not going to lose its taste. Therefore, you would need a shinui. Umiu and mafik tam, if indeed it will lose all its taste, mutter afil balei shinui min adin, you would be able to grind it regularly. The Rama had said where our minig is b'chol gavlin mishani, we always do a shinui. Now here's your case, Chaim. V'tamcha shekeirin chrein af agav shekam apamem teichna tamcha b'shim rubel. The basic yam usually. There are people who will grind chrein for a long period of time, meaning they'll do a lot of it for the next few days. Ava became yesh letzadev alemid legozra chachamim bezeh lesser afil v'teichen leyaymai. You could say that they didn't say such a, since this was an item they usually do for a long period of time, maybe they said also you can't do it on Yom Tov. He says that's not the case. Legozra lebereichayim shuhumai sechoyel gomer. If you're using an instrument, a mill that you normally do during the week, they're called chino. You should also make a shinui even by the chrein case. Here you see this other shinui. If you don't do it on top of the plate, which you normally do, you do it on the tablecloth, and it's a little bit more messy, but nonetheless, that's enough of a shinui. So all you need is a very small shinui to permit the malacha of teichin. Mutter lachteich b'yamtif yiraka is dak b'lei shinui. Okay, kolel and mutter rak b'dei shir tzarech alezim. Here he says, you'll let him make a salad and cut your vegetables into small pieces. So, really, it comes out practically that even though we started with saying that it's usur to do teichin on yamtif, that's limited to teichin, which is meant to be done for a long period of time, which is basically grinding your wheat into flour. But practically, we don't grind our wheat into flour anymore. We buy flour already ground, and therefore that won't be relevant to us. Anything else, that the Mechaber here in Siman Tov Kuf Dalet is saying, that whole halacha, that teichin is usur on Yom Tov, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, is all limited to things which the purpose of the teichin is to be done for a long period of time, like flour, wheat into flour. But any household item is going to be mutter. Now the reason why the household item is mutter is because this sort of teichin never went into that hagdara of the iser of teichin on Yom Tov.
So even a pump of salt in a salt shaker is a great thing. You could have done it before Yom Tov. If you were not, you discover this on Yom Tov, you're not getting any salt out of the shaker, so even though salt doesn't change its taste over a long period of time, you could break it down on Yom Tov.
Yeah, so that case really was already ground. Right? So that's ain't taken and akka taken. Yeah. What?
When the Rambam says that, why do they allow before eats and young? Because you might find an eats of it, and then what are you going to do? So the Rambam objectively defines an eats of a young. You're finished, right? It's an objective thing. But the Ramban asks against Rashi, right? That if I put my net into the water and I don't catch any fish, what is Rashi going to say? Of course you can go and do it again. And he hopes that if subjectively you happen to end up without anything, then of course you're allowed to go and do it again. So when you can do it in Apple for Yom Tov, whether it's, I don't know how he passed, but it's objective or subjective.
So in his case, with the salt, let's say it wasn't ground. You should do enough before you emptied and you ran out.
Right. Yeah. Somebody gave you, and then you have to go to your sea salt, and you didn't know that you were
there. Right.
So according to the Ramban, you finished it then.
Right.
According to the Ramban, that would be,
right. But you still would be able to do it a shina in that case. Uh-huh. Because it's not meant to do it for long periods of time. So you still be able to do a shina. So really, any teichen that we would be faced with on Yom Tov, really, will be mutter if you do a shina. So even though it may be confusing, which things you have to figure out, is this something that it would lose its taste? Which you can figure out, let's say, bananas and apples and potatoes and vegetables will lose their taste. So you don't have to do a shina. But any other thing that would be a question, would it lose its taste or not, you do it a shina. And the shina, as the Mishmura said, is just, instead of doing it on a plate, do it on the table. Instead of holding the grater the regular way, hold it the other way. So a very practical case also, let's say, this is not really relevant to teichen, it's really more boirer, are you allowed to use a peeler on Yom Tov? So that virtually all the Pesachim say it's mutter to use a peeler, even though it's a kli miyuchad for boirer, it's still going to be mutter. We wanted to say maybe it's even mutter on Shabbos appealer because it's only made for that malacha and it shouldn't be uvdin nechayel. Okay. Now finally we have this other halacha here in Sif Gimel. In Sif Gimel the Ramah says, "Umutta ligra gvina biyamtif ala kli shumeri charis." You're allowed to grind cheese using a grater. Miut sarach shinimat. But you do have to have some sort of shinui, you have to deviate, you hold it upside down, let's say, kemaydichas melach. Just like salt, you need a shinui, like we said in Sif Aleph here in Tavkav Dalet, so too cheese. Then he says, what din matzais? You're allowed to grind your matzah, b'lay shinui, without any shinui. Mishum dein tchina b'eichlin shahu shayu tuchunin tchila. Meaning, ain't teichen acha teichen. So since ain't teichen acha teichen, even on Shabbos, ain't taken acha taken even on Yom Tov. Yeah, the problem is that the Achreinim ask, really the Prima Godim asked us already, is that what's the halacha about grinding cheese on Shabbos? Cheese is not gidulei karka. It's not gidulei minaretz. Right, it comes from an animal, so it should be in the same category as eggs and meat and cheese, which we said even on Shabbos there's no iser of teichen. That's here in Shinchof Aleph Siftes. We quote the Mechaber here, the second to last Maramaka. Mutter lachtech baser mevushloi tzlid dak basakin. You're allowed to chop up meat because since it's not gedulei karka, it doesn't come from the ground. There's no iser of teichen on it, and the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud then says, and the reason was only because it's uvdin nechayil. But there's no teichin issue, right? Presumably there's no teichin issue. It's only because you're using a special kli that it's aser.
Why shouldn't that be enough? Because it's
the
pulled away.
So you want to say, well, maybe the Ramah means that you can't be you can't grind cheese with a kli because it's uvdin nechayil, right? The problem is, he says kemaydichas melach. He seems to say it's a problem of teichen, just like melach, you can't grind, so too you can't grind cheese. That's not the problem. Did you say the problem is because uvdin nechayil? So this is why it's a difficult Ramah to understand. Why does he say on Yom Tov there's a problem? It seems.
Get around that by allowing it through a sheet because it's impossible. But here the problem is that it falls under the darabonah of uvdah d'pol. We get around that by
doing a sheet. So you want to say like this? You can't use a kli miyuchad because of the nechayel. So the primogodim then asks, so what about by matzah then? So why by matzah? Because you say, because ain't techen achra techen, no problem with the techen issue. So but you should say, but you're limited to not using a kli miyuchad. So in the same line, Rama says, cheese would be a problem with a kli, but matzah wouldn't be a problem with a kli. So how do you reconcile that? So the primogodim does not really have a teretz. So I saw here in the safe in the Piskei Tshuvos, he wants to say a teretz that really the Rama is going like this. You need two factors over here, and one factor is that even though it's true we paskin la halacha that there's no teichin by gidulei karka, but my things are not gidulei karka, things that don't grow from the ground, there's no issue of teichin. He says, but that's not muskum lakol. That's not agreed upon by everyone. And there are those who paskin that even things that don't grow from the ground, like cheese and meat, would also have a problem of teichin. So even though la halacha we didn't paskin like that, he says, but the Rama is concerned with that opinion that there's a problem of teichin even by things not growing from the ground. That's number one. And number two, you have this issue of using a kli miyuchad.
Of the nechayel. Rechaim, we all agree. Everyone agrees. When we come back to the pilpul, if I had a rechaim, a mill available, I can't take the pilpul and stick it in rechaim. We all agree. So some mamish clean the yuchad, you're not allowed to use. So that's true. By matzah sauce, you can stick it down to the mill and stick the matzah sauce in the yuchad.
Is that true? With the matzah shina,
I think he's a real one. I think he's a rechaim.
The Mishabura says, "Ratzalaim duad in matzah is the mutter lichtaish bekli meyuchad kemoishin agu v'litchen oisim al moirig."
Al moirig, we're not in a rechayim. That's what I'm saying, right? Because darko is already not in
matzah. I know this is the kli meyuchad. Why shouldn't it be a problem of the nechayil? So he wants to say this. Pesach Yitzchak wants to say that if you have two things going against you. For example, that one is it's en gedulim in aretz, but some holds there's a problem of teichem en gedulim in aretz, and you're using a kli miyuchad, which you may have a problem of uvdin dechoil. That's why the Rama said by cheese, with using a kli miyuchad, you shouldn't do that on Yom Tov without a shinui. But he says, but since by matzah, it's only one problem, you're using a kli miyuchad, but there's no problem of tchino because nobody holds ein teichen achar teichen. That's why the Rama says matzah is going to be mutter b'lo shinui. That's what he wants to say. I think the one problem with that is that's right. That ain't teichin achar teichin, like we mentioned last week, is not universal. Right? The Chayyadim said that the whole head of ain't teichin achar teichin, which indeed the Rama in Shin Chaf Aleph and Hilchos Shabbos says there's no problem ain't teichin achar teichin, but the Chayyadim says that's not so pashut. You have the Rashba who does not agree with it. I mentioned the Mishnah Lamelach brings Rishayim like that, so it's also not a of a muskim. So this teretz also is a little bit problematic. So maybe you want to be mechalak, it means by but only by rechayim would be usher, not by kli miyuchad, maybe. But in the end, so really it comes out that we have these four categories here on Yom Tov. Okay, what are the four categories? Just to sum it up again. We have things that are usher entirely, and that's because it's like in Siman Tov Tzadi Hei, which is meant the whole process of it is usually done for long periods of time. So that basically, practically, is not relevant to us because it's only based like wheat into flour. That you can't do. Fine. Then that's Siman Tov Tzadi Hei. Then you get Siman Tov Kuf Dalid, where all the heterim are, like spices or things that will lose its taste. So anything that will lose its taste a little bit, you according to the Mechaber, you can do it. According to the Ramah, you should do it as Shinui. Anything that will lose its taste entirely, then according to everybody, really, you can do it without a Shinui. And then things that are already ground, for example, cookies or matzah or bread or things like that, or salt that got because of the humidity got clumped up again, all things that were already nitchan, already ground, there's no issue at all on Yom Tov, certainly, to grind it again. And you can use even a kalima yuchad. And that's also the one extra heter of Yom Tov. That's what comes out from all of this.
If you had both conditions, you could anticipate it, and that it is made fiktam, even if it's made fiktam.
So then you should have to mut without a shina. Without a shina, right. Yeah, and I think last week we mentioned that really in terms of ein teichen achar teichen, we said it really is a machlokes, the primogodim and chazanish took the very lenient approach that as long as this was at one point in time, something ground or even something liquid that was not one mass and then made into one mass, there's no problem of teichen achar teichen. And the Shvisas HaShabbos took the approach that no, it's like ein bishal achar bishal. If it's already ground and therefore my grinding now doesn't really accomplish very much, that's when it was mutter. So, which would limit certain things we said, like a bar of chocolate, which the fact that it was ground beforehand really has no relevance to right now because it's been processed into the point that grinding would be helpful. But I think the Gabbai Yom Tov, as far as Yom Tov is concerned, since Teichen is obviously much more kuladik, and the Mechaber Paskin is only usher midrabbanan of those things that you couldn't do. So in that case, you wouldn't have to be concerned about that shita the Shvisas HaShabbos. You certainly can be makel on anything that at one point in time was ground. You can grind it on Yom Tov as well.
Without a shina.
Without a shina, right. Right, and on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use a kli miyuchad. You can use a grater. You can use a grater to make these things also. Okay.